سيدنا ربنا يسوع المسيح إلهنا الذي خاطب تلاميذه القديسين ورسل الأطهار المكرمين إن قائلا إن أنبياء وأبرارا كثيرين اشتهوا أن يروا ما أنتم ترون لم يروا وأن يسمعوا ما أنتم تسمعون ولم يسمعوا أما أنتم فطوبى لأعينكم لأنها تبصر ولأذانكم لأنها تسمع May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospels through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord,
remember also our master, those who have bidden us to remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, Lord, our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them, those who are sick, heal them. For you are the love of our soul, the salvation of our soul, the hope of our soul, the healing of our soul, and the resurrection of our soul.
Ο Θεό, ακούσουμε το Άγιο Ευαγγέλιο.
Μαρού την γεύγες νέων χανεφράν εμείμ σώσεν εγώμ Κύριε ευλογησούν εκ του κα. Αταλούκαν Αγίου Ευαγγέλιο του Ανάνος μας.
فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا ماري لوقا البشير والتلميذ الطاهر بركاته
Open sutir, open urotireni sur susipshiri, emefnuti et onch piau nafshaene, eh. Then he said, a certain man has two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his life. Lehu. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there he wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have brought bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven in you and in your sight, and am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and found, and they began to be merry. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked what these things mean. And he said to him, your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf. But he was angry and would not go in. Therefore, his father came out and pleaded with him. So he answered and said to his father, lo, these many years I have been serving you and never transgressed your commandment at any time. And yet you never gave me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this son of yours came, who had devoured your lively good with harlots, you killed the fatted calf for him. And he said to him, Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Amen.